COA and stopped. We stopped at what was then the Letourneau Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband went in to ask about employment, and they tested him that day. And in the meantime, we went on to my mother's house at Cleveland. And the next morning at 7 o'clock, we heard the phone ring, and this was the Letourneau Foundation had hired him. And this is why I came to Tocoa to teach. My husband came here to work for the Letourneau Foundation, and I came here to teach.
Did you start at the VA school to begin with, or
no,
Easton Alley?
I started at Easton Alley, what was then Easton Alley High School. I had 8th grade English. I majored in English and speech in high school, and this is what I was teaching in the Easton Alley, and then later it became Stevens County High School. But as time went on, I saw so very much need for students to have special help in special areas that I decided to go back and major in guidance and counseling. Mm-hmm. And this is what I did, and I went back and did graduate work in did my master's and beyond the master's in guidance and counseling. And since the late 50s, that's what I've been doing. Mm.
And when did you start acting as a debate coach? Would you say?
When I came to Easton Alley High School, they were not doing any of what we call literary contests of any kind. This worried me greatly. And this is when I became definitely interested in helping the students in a literary sense. And we organized, and I did do all of the one-act plays, all of the speech activities, reality, debate coaching, whatever, and senior plays and that kind of thing up until the time that we stopped having senior plays as such.
Mm. Were the students so interested in sports back in those days, or were they more academically oriented, did you find? More interested in getting out and getting an education, or?
Back in that time, the facility was so bad that football or no other athletic function had a chance to compete. They played a lot of intramural programs, and they did some competition, but they just were not equipped in any sense to play in a competitive manner. They did compete some, however, with other schools, and I might say that other schools were not much better equipped than they were, but our facilities were not good at all for any sport. Basketball was the big thing then, and they had this combination auditorium, basketball, a stage. That's opposed to what you see now as a cafetorium, I suppose. You see a stage at one end and the cafetorium at the other. Well, this was a very nice seated auditorium space, and then on the other end was a basketball court. And if you chose to do anything in the literary, you had to make your own enclosures in terms of props and that kind of thing. But it was fun, and we did a lot of good things back in that day that I think gave students a lot of outlet that otherwise they wouldn't have had.
Yeah, I think I've seen some of the trophies sitting in the case up in the school there.
Yes, sir. Back in that day, not as much money was put toward making them. Well, the money was not there. They just didn't have the money to make things go like now. We should do a better job now because we do have better facilities. I hope we do.
I think so. It's just a lack of apathy now, or just the interest seemed to have jammed in other directions.
That's
besides
right.
The sports, other things too, like more kids have cars now than they used to.
Yes, and Andy, when I came to Stevens County, I would say that 75% of the parents, of the fathers, were making their livelihood by farming.
Mm-hmm.
It's reversed now, much more so. It's commercial and industrialized so much, still very few people, maybe in the area of chickens and